Good morning showers and a round of thunderstorms move through parts of interior New York and New England overnight, some with heavy downpours and frequent lightning. That activity has diminished considerably as it pivoted through central and northern New England during the pre-dawn hours. We still have plenty of light rain left over across the region, with spotty showers expected later on as drier air begins to work its way in. A breeze out of the west will help dry things out a bit by the latter stages of the day, with some bright spots and maybe even some breaks of sunshine, and high temperatures will reach the lower to middle 60s. The drier air will remain with us overnight tonight, still the risk of a shower, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy skies with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. A disturbance rotating around a deep trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will swing by tomorrow, acting on available moisture to produce more clouds and periods of showers, especially in the afternoon on Wednesday. This will hold temperatures in the middle to upper 50s for highs by lunchtime. However, cooler air will begin to flow in and temperatures will drop back down toward 50 by the end of the day. The rest of the work week and the weekend, we will spend underneath a cool pool of air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. This cool pool, along with some milder air at the surface, will produce a lot of instability clouds right on through the end of the week and the weekend. These clouds will lead to a passing shower or two from time to time, pretty much each day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday. So while it will be mainly dry most of the time, it'll be breezy and chilly, with temperatures holding in the lower 50s Thursday and Friday and only in the mid-50s through the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Orman, Oklahoma, has outlined a marginal risk of severe weather that will develop late this afternoon and early this evening across parts of southern Kansas and Missouri. Isolated severe hail and wind is also possible from late afternoon into tonight over the southern high plains. Meanwhile, a wind advisory has been issued for parts of the Midwest into the southern Great Lakes toward Pittsburgh. A strong storm moving north through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada will produce northwest winds that will increase to 25 to 30 miles per hour, at times gusting up to 50 miles per hour through this evening. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Bari, Italy, at 5:20 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Williamtown, Australia, at 4:21 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with freezing rain and fog, 30 degrees with a southeast wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 48, 93% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.54 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Elk Mountain, Wyoming, and Fairplay, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy, showers, perhaps a thunderstorm in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and windy with a passing shower and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 55 degrees, the low 43, the average temperature 49, that's 1 degree below normal. 0.12 of an inch of rainfall up until midnight last night. For the month now, 1.28 inches, which is 0.86 below average. And 6.85 inches for the year, which is 3.29 inches of liquid precipitation below average. There were 16 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 359, that's 26 below average, and 6,574 for the season, which is 316 heating degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high, 89, set in 1923, and the record low, 20, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:05 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:44 p.m., 13 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers likely today and highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers likely, possibly a rumble of thunder today, with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, scattered showers today, with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight and lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs reaching the lower to middle 60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows near 40 degrees. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers around with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool with a few passing showers for both Thursday and Friday in the lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a few showers Saturday and Sunday, highs back into the mid-50s, and a mix of sun and clouds, mainly dry, with highs near 60 on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.